Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Lisa Scottolini is the New York Times best-selling and Edgar Award-winning author of 22 novels, including her latest, Betrayed, which came out last month. She also writes a weekly column with her daughter for the Philadelphia Inquirer titled Chick Wit. In Betrayed, the women of Rosato and Associates return after the relaunch of the series that started with The Accused. This go-around stars Judy Carrier. Not just because she is from the city of Philadelphia, she is one of my favorite guests. It's a great pleasure to welcome Lisa Scottolini to the Roundtable this morning. Lisa, thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, I'm thrilled to be here.
This particular novel came to be how?
It came to be because this is it's a series that stars four women lawyers who are all really fun, despite the fact that they're lawyers, and are tough-minded and, you know, are really great. They're sort of, you know, they're just independent women. I think they're sort of what I've gotten to be known as, sort of the trademark heroine of mine is funny but smart and independent. And this is really the second of their adventures, which is kind of, in short, they're investigating the death of an undocumented person who looks like she died of a heart attack, but it might be murder. Dun 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 dun. And that's the plot. And somebody gets betrayed. No spoilers.
Hence the title. Sure.
Right.
At what point do you say, okay, these are the characters I want to write about this time around?
Well, let's see. I've written 25 novels, and some are series, some are not. This is a sort of a new series, a kind of a spinoff. I think you basically go, you know, that's the great thing sort of about being me. Like, you get like an idea. You know, people say, like, where do you get your ideas? The ideas for me really come from people. And the main character in this book is named Judy Carrier, and she's a really good lawyer. And she champions the underdog. And also for me a little bit when I was just, I'm a person in the world. I live and I read current events. And this issue about the undocumented has such a, I'm a former lawyer too. And so I tell you, even though I want your listeners to like me, and I've been a law professor as well. You know, I'm very interested in justice and the law and whether law leads to justice or sometimes law thwarts it. And so sometimes, like in this case, I go, well, here's an issue of undocumented people. There's lots of opinions about this. It's a very politicized issue. What is the role of the law? What is the role of, you know, what actually happens when an undocumented person gets murdered? How does that get investigated? Does that get invested the same as if they were a citizen? And even down to the nitty-gritty of, like who pays for that autopsy? How does that actually work? I just started to get interested in the intersection, because to a certain extent, the undocumented community is lawless. Like, they can't call police. And you say, well, what happens in a community that can't call police within a commonwealth that can? What is it that juxtaposition like? Because I think the real interesting thing is when law doesn't lead to justice, as, you know, unfortunately in real life lots of times, and in books too.
How much did you know about how this impacted those who are undocumented, and how much did you really have to dig in and find out?
I knew nothing. Are you impressed yet?
Well, I am impressed.
Thank you. I never write with an outline. I only write with, I wonder what's up with that, or sometimes what if, or, and in this novel too, the main character, you know, is a lawyer, and I think I've had some of the feelings she has, because she feels a little out of step. I think many of us, you know, if you live life a little, parts of your life turn out better than you thought. For me, that's my writing career. And parts of it turn out not quite as great. I mean, I'm divorced twice. And so this main character, now there's good about that, but I must tell you, it's not really where I thought you never know where your life leads, in a way. So this character is sort of really, all of a sudden, her career isn't panning out as well, and her life isn't panning out as well. And so I sort of understood that. You know, the truth is that all of my novels, you have to have some emotional truth. I always think of this great quote by Francis Ford Coppola, the director, and he said, nothing in my movies ever happens, but all of it is true. Like, that Isn't that great? Like, that's great, right?
Right.
So you have to write something that feels real. So here I am, very much in this character's shoes, going, what's going on with my life here? And then this situation presents itself, and a death of a friend, kind of. And she is going to sort of examine that apparent innocent death, which of course isn't, and also examine her life. So it's really, you almost go emotionally with where you might be in your life. And you, for me, because I think, I'm happily well-reviewed, people clue into that. You're talking about something that really matters. And these are dramatic books, even though the characters have some humor and some wit about them, because smart people do, and I write about smart people, and I write for smart people. So you're going to get something to think about with every one of my novels, especially Betrayed.
You also see in the novels, and you were talking about your personal life and your legal life, but you also see how the two intersect and how that job, I assume, has a great impact on how you live your life.
Right. Especially, in my personal case, they certainly
well,
do. Because
I'm only saying from reading the novels, you get the idea that it certainly could play a large role.
Well, yeah, and I think it can. I think especially, and it's interesting because Judy is a character who is very, I always think of her, when I was a lawyer, we used to have an expression, a justice bone. Like, there are some lawyers that have a justice bone. Like, this stuff gets under their skin, and they want it to be just. Some lawyers don't feel that way. Some lawyers just want to get paid. Some lawyers just want to win. You know, there's a variety of motivations to any contest and conflict that are really interesting. Judy has a justice bone, and I think I have that to a certain extent. And I know I did as an attorney, and that's kind of a good thing and a bad thing. Because you're not always going to get justice. In fact, I think one of the other characters says, especially after a violent crime, what you really want, people say they want justice, but that's not really what they want. What they really want is everything back the way it was. So the character says justice is really a consolation prize. And I think that's sort of Judy's viewpoint. She wishes this woman weren't killed, but now she's going to try to figure out what happened in some kind of very powerfully motivated, and her heart is in the right place, to quest to figure out what happened and set it right, even though she's the only one really looking.
And it's fascinating, Judy Carrier is a character, and it seems as though she knows what the right thing is, she's trying to do the right thing, and yet she has to convince a lot of other people that that is the right thing to do.
Exactly, and that's like sometimes you have to use every aspect of your personality, and probably you're the same way. I think there's times when I go, "Wow, this is the right thing."
Right.
Like last night, I did the wrong thing. I had a lot of pasta for dinner. I went right for that. it's a mundane example, but it's a really meaningful one in a way to me because I go, "Okay, I know I'm doing the wrong thing, but I'm going to do it anyway." Or there's people who want to do the right thing and insist on the right thing, and then there's people who don't know what the right thing is. See, Judy's best friend is Mary DiNunzio. And Mary DiNunzio is a little bit of a more insecure character, although I think she's a very winning character. She's not always sure what is the right thing. And especially, I think a lot of women are like Mary in that they second-guess themselves. Oh, should I have said yes to that? Should I have said no? That was really a family obligation. I should have gone. What did I do? Did I do the right thing? Should I have eaten that? Oh, I can't believe I ate that. That whole bollocks-up uncertainty is typical Mary DiNunzio. And I have to tell you, a little bit typical me. But Judy knows what the right thing is. She's going to really be clear about that. And I like that. You know, to me, characters, I write thrillers. I mean, they move fast.
Yeah, they do.
But I really think, well, thank you. But I think of them as, stories about people. Everything to me is a story about a person. So, but there is certainly a difference in characterization. And characters are what really matter to me in novels. It really matters if I believe this character. And I'm rooting for them to a certain extent. Even if I wouldn't make every decision they make, I get why they're doing it, and I'm kind of behind them.
I've always said that one of the most formative experiences I ever had was as a member of a jury. I only did it once. And there's just that weird moment where you listen to all the testimony, you sit in that courtroom for all that time, And you're like, you're sort of looking at your watch going, all right, well, you know, we can be out of here by 12:30. This ought to be easy. And then you get in that room with other people and you take like the initial poll and you realize that you're split right down the middle. And then you think, well, wow, am I, you were talking about writing for smart people. Am I the dumb one here or am I? And then you realize, well, everybody's right. But then you have to figure out what really is right for that person of what's going to happen. And
it's incredible.
It is. It seems. And then I always think of that. So even though you know what the right thing is or what you think the right thing is, people look at that in various ways, don't they?
Right. So do you think you arrived at the right result or the just result?
I think we did, yeah.
It is interesting, isn't it? I've never been on a jury. I'd die to be on one. But as a lawyer, I've interviewed them afterwards because you're allowed to do that.
Right.
And you just get random stuff. And the funny thing is that I think it's a little bit like writing a novel. It's really no different. Or I also write nonfiction. I write funny memoir with my daughters in the summertime. And people's reaction to a book, you know, that's why you see it's no different from food, right? Well, except for spaghetti, which everybody loves, and we've already established that I love more than anybody.
Right.
But, you know, what someone sees in a movie, what they see in a book, what intrigues them, that's what to me is book clubs. A lot of book clubs like my books, which is great. And you go to a book club meeting, and they have views all over. They always think of something you didn't think of. They're like, oh, I bet this is the person who did it. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's so good. I wish I thought of that. it's kind of humbling. I don't need much humbling, but it's definitely humbling.
When you look at your audience and who you write for, it's really all over the board, isn't it?
No, actually, it's me.
Okay. You think?
And that sounds kind of egotistical, but it really is. I'm tough. I mean, I like to joke around, and you're fun to talk to, but well, I'm dead serious when it comes to these writing, and it has to be great. And I always think, all right, did this line make you laugh? Or is this plot twist genuinely surprising? Is this ending? Is endings are so important to me. This book, I think, is a really good ending. Do you believe the character? Is the dialogue right? Is it true? Is that Coppola, is that, you know, emotional truth to it? And also, if you're me, you know, you're writing books that are, the law is correct, the police procedure is correct. Is it actually literally true in the aspects of it that are not, you know, that are not fiction?
But I was saying it was a great answer. I'm interested also, but in your audience, people that show up at the book signings, mostly women, but really all across the board, right?
Well, the research, I've been writing, as I say, for 25 years, so we have some research on it. And the fact is I have a really good Facebook page and Twitter and email, and I answer it all. So I know, what they tell me in research-wise, too, is that my readers are almost split down the middle with slightly more men than women. You would never know that from a signing because it's only women. It's very fragrant. Everyone is wearing perfume at my signings. It's really cute and fun. Like, everyone smells better than me at my signings. It's great. And as I say, when you've been in this business as long as I have, I'm writing this humor, a lot of people come to you and you hope that if you're writing about something that is emotionally true for you and very human, and to a certain extent kind of exposes yourself a little, like I'm saying on the radio now that, you know, my life didn't turn out like my love life ain't that great.
Right.
You know, like you gotta be willing to say that in print in some fashion, because believe me, you're not the only person whose love life didn't turn out like that, great. And that, you know, and you're going to get some credit for saying it, and they're going to feel you, as my daughter says. You feel me, Ma? Yeah, I feel you. Like, that's really what happens with a book, because the connection is very much heart-to-heart, soul-to-soul. That's what I love about books. You know, it's not, there's nothing superficial. That's why men and women like my books. It's really for a sensibility that cares about family, relationships, justice, law, you know, and spaghetti. It's kind of like that.
Let's not forget that, certainly.
That's kind of it.
Don't bury the lead. The name of the new novel is Betrayed. It is now out from St. Martin's Press. Lisa Scottolini, what a great pleasure to have you on the program. Best of luck to you.
Thank you. That was really fun.
A lot of fun to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Take care.
You too. Again, the name of the book is Betrayed. It is published by St. Martin's Press. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.